Blog Talk Radio.
Give myself away. Give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them, here I am,
here I am.
My life is not my own.
My life is not my own.
Good evening, wherever you are. God is there with you. God is in charge, no matter what. We want to thank you for being with us this afternoon. President of Sharper Records Incorporated, Reverend Bob Nelson, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Reach me at 205-454-5703. Howard, it was great talking to you as usual. We talked a couple of days ago. I was asking him what was going on, and he was communicating to me some of the things that were taking place in his life and at his church, and he informed me that his 18-year pastor anniversary appreciation is coming up Sunday, February, at 3 p.m. Guest minister for the service will be Pastor Jeffrey Thomas of the Oasis School of Gospel Baptist Church of Northport, Alabama. The MC will be National Gospel Promoter Brother Jorrell Tyson. He wants to thank all of you for all you do. Reverend Dr. Bob Nelson Little, President of Sharper Brothers and Pastor of Galilee Baptist Church in Panola, Alabama. Thanks to each of you for the kindness that you've shown my wife and during the planned celebration of our 18 years of service. The Lord is not short of his words, and therefore we strive to serve you with our best. As pastor of Galilee Baptist Church, I am honored to serve as your shepherd. I am thankful for your devotion and love toward me, my wife, and my entire family. Quotes from Reverend Bob Nelson Little there at Panola Baptist Church in Panola, Galilee Baptist Church in Panola, Alabama. We hope that you will stay with us for the next hour. We have our broadcast set up for tonight, and we hope that you enjoy the opening song with your gospel play, Give Myself Away. That's just the thing that about a minister. What about a minister and a pastor? What does the Bible say about pastors? It takes different aspects to be pastors. Some of the preachers are the pastors. Those pastors has a tone that indicates that they are more than just preaching. They really goes back to the word caretakers. They are responsible for you as a flock. I'm flipping through the Bible here. And oh, by the way, if you want to call in, the number is 1-347-202-0317. Or you can call, just listen if you'd like to listen. That's 1-713-955-0464. Or you can call 1-619-639-4634 if you just want to listen. Or if you want to talk, you can give us a call at 347-202-0317. Say what is on your mind. Let's see here. Can we look up the word pastor? P-A-S-T-O-R. Okay. Pastors. Look at here. Pastors. Shepherd or sheep of souls. Minister, spiritual director. How about that? How about that? One more time for you. Shepherd of sheep or souls. Minister, spiritual director. Pastors also transgress Jeremiah 2:8. Give your pastor according to mine, Jeremiah 3:15. Pastors are become brutish, Jeremiah 10:21. Not hasten from being a pastor to, okay, woe be unto the pastor, Jeremiah 2:23-1. Some pastors and teachers, Ephesians 4:11. Yes, Jeremiah 23:1. That's a warning to a pastor. We often have warnings and things on our dashboard and other parts of our lives that warn people, warn you of certain things. What did I say? Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. We are going to look it up, and we're going to see as we wander around here in the Bible with the Jeremiah. Let me see. Let me go back and see. You know, you can know. But God is good for all of you that have had the opportunity to hear Pastor Nelson Little. We hope that you will continue to support him coming up on his anniversary there. And love is what love does. You know that. It's all about giving and sharing. How about, do you really love your pastor? Do you really love your pastor? I'm flipping the page up out there now. Jeremiah 23, chapter 3. See, that's what I said. Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, and the first verse. Woe be unto pastors. Let's see what it tells him. A righteous king will come. Woe to him. Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, said the Lord. Ooh. He is telling pastors, woe to you that scatter his flock. Scatter the people. Let's see about that. Jeremiah 23:1. After his indictment of Israel's civil leaders, Jeremiah lashed out at the religious leaders responsible to lead Israel in God's path, were the very ones responsible for Israel's present plight. So God had decreed harsh judgment against them. Leaders are held responsible for those entrusted in their care. Do you know that a pastor is responsible for you? When you've given him hell in a hard time, you know how difficult that is? Leaders are held responsible for those entrusted to their care. Whom has God placed in your care? Remember that you are accountable to God for those you influence and lead. Talking to pastors that have been entrusted with a flock to lead, which God has given you. Powerful words indeed. Therefore, thus said the Lord God against the pastors, again, the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evils of your doing, says the Lord. And I will gather the remnants of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. He's talking about righteous pastors, pastors that would do right, pastors, shepherds, our sheep, souls, ministers, and spiritual directors. This is the responsibility that is placed upon Pastor Bob Little. He is the responsible for a flock of people at Galilee Baptist Church there at Panola, Alabama. Reverend Dr. Bob Nelson Little. He is responsible for some people. God has entrusted some souls unto him. And he has to tell them the truth. He is to guide them. He is to nourish them. He is to give them all their substances of words and direction that will keep them on their path of walking with Christ. That's an awful responsibility. responsibility. You're responsible for somebody's soul. How about that? You are to minister in a manner that would be upright. If you're to minister in a manner that would be indicating of you care for other people's souls, as God has entrusted them to you. And I will set up my shepherd over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, said the Lord. Do you realize that if you have an awesome, good pastor leading you and you are adhering to his word, shall be lacking, said the Lord. God is talking about future terms here and so forth. Jesus Christ coming to shepherd and give all of us what we need in terms that I do understand. And I will set up shepherds over them. Shepherds, not gods, but shepherds, pastors, over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking with their heart with the Lord. Behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. He's talking about Jesus. Jesus. The coming of Jesus. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and it shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord of our righteousness. He's talking about the coming of Jesus Christ, an awesome, 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 powerful pastor that will shepherd the flock of all of mankind. And it goes on to say, therefore, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that they shall no more say, the Lord liveth, which brought up the children out of Israel, the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all countries where I have driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. And powerful words indeed in regards to the pastor. Powerful words indeed in regards to the pastor. As we continue here on House of Living Gospel Blog Talk Radio, powerful words indeed, powerful words indeed. We are going to go to some of the music on Reverend Bob Nelson Middle and the Dropper Brothers, some of that music. We just wanted to give you a little taste of what a pastor's responsibility is, and Pastor Nelson knows it's no stranger to responsibility. Let's go to Sharper Records. It's a J-R-P-E-R, Sharper. Okay. We have a lot of music queued up. Our conversation has spread gospel. Intro for Sharper Records. Okay. Husband and Gospel 8-year anniversary, Gospel Sharp Artist for rotation. Okay? Let's give it a spin. You listen to Husband and Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Reverend Bob Nelson Little anniversary is coming up. We hope you'll be a part of it. It's going to be February the 18th at 3 p.m. The guest minister for the service will be Pastor Jeffrey Thompson of the Oasis Full Gospel Baptist Church of Northport, Alabama. The MC will be the National Gospel Promoter, Brother Darrell Tyson. Thanks for all you do, Reverend Bob Nelson Little, President of Sharper Records and Pastor of Galilee Baptist Church, Panola, Alabama. Thanks each of you for the kindness that you have shown my wife and I during the planning and celebration of our 18 years of service. The Lord is not short of his word, and therefore we strive to serve you with our best. As pastor of Galilee Baptist Church, I am honored to serve as your shepherd. I am thankful for your devotion and love toward me, my wife, and my entire family. care for your pastor? Do you care for your pastor? Do you care for your pastor? How about that? Do you care for your pastor? Oh, that's a question for you. That is a question for you. Let's scroll down here and find something in regards to Sharp. Who is Sharper Records Part 4? Who is Sharper Records Part 3? Who is Sharper Records Part 2? Okay. Eric Shaw, Sharper Music, who is Sharper Brothers Part 1? Charlie Sharper, God Lady, you are not. Sharper Brothers Radio Urban Soul and Gospel. Okay. Sharper Brothers Radio Urban Soul. Okay. Sharper Brothers Urban Soul. Hip Hop. Okay. Radio Gospel Mix. Sharper Artists. All right, here we go. It's a mix of Sharper Artists here on How to the Gospel Blog Talk Radio. As we push the button, and hopefully it will go round and round and round. Okay. Here we go.
Already looking better.
to your radio. Go on and turn this song up. Cause right about now, we about to give them some praise. Ow! Yeah. Hasn't always been easy. I've had a hard time. Some of y'all don't believe me. You look at me and say, I got it all together. But I am just a man trying to live better. This is what I gotta do.
In every place, beholding the good and the evil. And God knows everything. Yes, He does.
Can you hear me?
What can you hear me?
Can you feel me?
I'm
You keep and look around and you have nowhere to go. You worry about the blings and the rims. Worry about the tummy, here, fingers in your
hands.
Man, make it up, you can make it. Trust all, you don't have to take it. Swear you a thug, go home and get a hug. Get your family, your daughter, your sisters and your brothers. And tell them that Jesus Christ loves you like no other.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you see me? Can you hear me?
I'm looking right at you.
I'm a pessimistic followers. We jump around the world to seek out the knowledge we know. See, we all about it, mom, and take time to follow. Just the words that compile against the pessimistic followers. We travel around the world to seek out the knowledge we know.
Oh,
So girl, why are you crying? Only my words to you seem hard to explain. This is why I want to say, you and I bring joy.
that goes something like this.
Friend.
y'all don't believe me. You look at me and say, I got it all together. But I am just a man trying to live better. This is what I gotta do. I gotta keep on running. I gotta see. Look at somebody and tell them this, huh? Run on, run on.